Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Eagerly awaited Event Center report expected by July 11th. An eagerly awaited report on the Sudbury Community Arena's renewal, replacement options is set to be tabled by city administrators for city council consideration by July 11th. The report's release date is one day shy of the one-year anniversary of City Council voting to effectively kill the Kingsway Entertainment District, a proposed arena events center slated to replace the downtown arena. City Council requested the report on September 13, 2022, during a meeting in which a number of motions were passed to wind down work on the KED. In their motion of the day, City Council asked city staff to produce a report to update the building condition assessment and operational effectiveness analysis of the Sudbury Community Arena and provide a high-level summary of options for its replacement or renovation, including comparisons of facility size, amenities, and business approach with event centers in other Canadian Hockey League communities. Read the full story here. Wildland fire season begins April 1st. The Ontario wildland fire season, which lasts from April 1st until October 31st, has officially opened. "We are ready to protect people and communities across the province from wildland fires," said Graydon Smith, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, in a news release. "Our teams are closely monitoring weather conditions to detect fires early. When they do hit, Ontario's fire rangers, pilots and support staff are prepared to battle these fires and protect Ontarians. The province has action plans in place to manage large, complex fires, especially near communities and critical infrastructure," Ontario said in a news release. Participation in agreements with provincial, federal, and international partners also allows for the sharing of personnel, equipment, and aircraft between agencies during periods of escalated wildland fire activity. Approximately 50% of all wildfires are caused by humans. Read the full story here. Lefebvre calls proposed tax incentive a game-changer. A new tax incentive has been proposed to help spur development in Greater Sudbury, which Mayor Paul Lefebvre referred to this week as a game-changer. During recent meetings with people interested in bringing their businesses to Greater Sudbury, or expanding existing businesses, he said tax incentives always come up. "The proposed Employment Land Community Improvement Plan will certainly send a signal to the industrial side of businesses here that want to expand," he said, later urging his colleagues around council chambers, "We need to move this forward. There's a great deal of nuance to the 19-page plan currently in draft form, but it comes down to the city for giving a portion of taxes for up to 10 years through a tax increment equivalent grant. Typically, when there's a new construction or building expansion, the property will be reassessed once the building permit is completed, at which time property taxes are levied according to the new assessment." Read the full story here. Police seize 2.7 kilograms of cocaine in search warrants. Nearly 2.7 kilograms of cocaine and 300 grams of fentanyl were seized in a joint effort between Greater Sudbury Police Service, Durham Regional Police, and the Provincial Joint Forces Guns and Gangs Enforcement Team. This, in addition to a loaded 9mm magazine, more than $97,000 in Canadian currency and $1,000 in counterfeit money. Six people were arrested in the drug trafficking operation, which police report in a media release reached from the Greater Toronto Area to Sudbury. They were charged, without incident, and now face numerous charges under the Criminal Code and Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The police investigation began in August 2022. Read the full story here. CAA once again looking for the worst roads in Ontario. CAA is once again looking for Canada's worst roads. CAA's Worst Roads campaign has measured public sentiment on the state of highways and non-highways since 2003. Although Greater Sudbury didn't rank among the worst roads in Ontario as a whole in 2022, the city was featured heavily in the CAA's Northern Ontario rankings of the five worst roads last year, with three of the top five being in the Nickel City. This year, nominations for the worst road can be cast until April 21. Every vote is a chance for that person to win free gas for a year. Once voting is closed, CAA will compile a list of the top 10 worst roads in Ontario, and the worst roads in regions across the province. Read the full story here. 5 clash with Titans in back-to-back home games this weekend. The Sudbury 5 are back in action this Saturday and Sunday as they clash with the KW Titans in back-to-back games at Sudbury Arena. Tip-off for Saturday's game is 7 p.m., while Sunday's game has a 2 p.m. start. The 5 remain hot as they extend their win streak to 6 after defeating the Titans on Wednesday, March 22 in Kitchener-Waterloo with a 134-131 victory, the team said in a news release. Jeremy Harris led the team to the win as he scored 39 points and had 2 blocks, while teammate AJ Mosby Jr. followed with 25 points. This weekend marks the KW Titans' third trip to Sudbury this season and will be the fourth time these teams have gone head-to-head this season. Saturday is also Mining Appreciation Night, sponsored by Dynamic Earth. Fans from local mining companies will be on hand to help celebrate the mining heritage of Sudbury. Read the full story here. Today snow, Sunday not so much. Expect snow today, heavy at times with ice pellets ending late in the afternoon, then clearing. There is a risk of freezing rain early in the morning. Local blow snow throughout the day. Accumulation amounts of snow and ice pellets is expected to be between 15 and 25 centimeters. The wind will be northerly at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60. Today's high is forecasted to be minus 2, but the mercury is expected to fall to minus 7 in the afternoon. A wind chill of minus 16 is expected in the afternoon. Today's UV index is 1, or low. Tonight, the skies will clear and the temperature will dip to minus 15. For Sunday, expect a sunny day with a high of 0. For Sunday night, expect flurries and a low of minus 3.